I left Frajad alone and went for a stroll while the sun came up. Clatters and hisses from the dining hall told me that the retreat center staff were up making breakfast, so I went to the cell and put on my extra costume, then went there to lend a hand. In some respects, I might be helpless extramuros, but I knew how to cook. Frajad and the rest of our group drifted in one by one and tried to help until they were ejected and commanded to eat. In addition to the four who had dined with us the night before, three more monks joined us for breakfast, including one very old one who wanted to talk to Frajad, though he was quite hard of hearing. The rest of the avowed left them alone. These monks seemed to consider it a high honor to talk to a thousander, and so why should we interfere? They weren't going to get another chance. At the end of the meal, they presented us with some books. I let Archibald accept them and make a nice speech. They liked what he said so much that it made me squirm a little, because it seemed he was encouraging them to see all sorts of natural connections between who we were and who they were. But no harm came of it. These people had been good to us, and they had done it with open hearts and no expectation of anything in return. I was pretty sure the secular power wasn't going to reimburse them. That's why Archibald's talk made me uneasy. He seemed to hold out the possibility that they would get something in return, namely, future contact between them and us. I stepped on his toe. He seemed to take my meaning. A few minutes later, we were on our way down the mountain, the monk's books having been added to Archibald's portable library.